You're listening to SBS News.
In April, Aged Care Minister Ken Wyatt announced an independent Aged Care Quality and Safety Commission would be introduced from the start of next year. Establishing the commission was a key recommendation of the Carnell-Patterson Review, which looked at processes in the national aged care sector. The review, commissioned by the Turnbull government, found the current aged care regulatory framework is fragmented and does not provide adequate assurance. It was in response to South Australia's Oakden Older Persons Mental Health Service, finding failures in clinical governance, as well as incidents of rough handling of patients, excessive use of restraints, and a high level of injuries. Counting on the Ageing Australia Chief Executive Ian Yates says elder abuse in Australia is a serious issue, but there is no clear indication of how many people are affected.
We don't know the full prevalence of elder abuse in Australia because we've never studied that. And one of the government's very welcome initiatives is funding the Institute of Family Studies to do some work on the prevalence of elder abuse in Australia.
Mr. Yates says people from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds appear just as likely to experience elder abuse as those from other backgrounds.
Anecdotally, one hears things from called communities just as one hears from things from non-called communities. I suspect that in smaller communities it's not so common, but we don't have a good evidence base.
Ken Wyatt has announced plans to combine three separate agencies handling quality control and complaints in the aged care sector by the beginning of 2019. It will include a new rating system allowing facilities to be graded against key benchmarks and a comparison tool on the My Aged Care website. COTA says it hopes the new commission will properly oversee quality, but Mr. Yates says the Carnell-Patterson Review also recommended a consumer commissioner, overseeing the whole process of older Australians dealing with the commission.
That would undertake a number of steps to strengthen the involvement of residents and families in the whole quality process, the accreditation process and the complaints process. We think this is an essential step going forward, and we're unclear where the government's arrived on that at this point.
Age Discrimination Commissioner Kay Patterson, speaking to the ABC, has described the new commission as a mega commission.
Making this mega commission that's got a sole responsibility across all the issues to deal with aged care and complaints in aged care and quality in aged care, which is due to start on the 1st of January next year.
Ian Yates says he would not describe it in such a way, but it does bring together many functions already in place.
It's not so much, I think, a mega body, but a concentrated body that brings the various functions that are currently separate together. It means that no one will be in any doubt about what kind of authority the Commission has, and it will be directly accountable to the Minister.
There have been calls for a Royal Commission, the issues in the sector believed by some to be that serious. But Dr. Patterson says the Commission should be tried before a Royal Commission is considered.
Let's see how that goes, because you can have reviews, it can delay it, and then nothing happens. We've got a response to previous reviews. Let's see how that works.
Mr. Yates says a Royal Commission would only duplicate what is already known.
We've had 25 inquiries over the last decade into aged care. Many of them have come up with the same recommendations. The issue is governments having the political will, governments and oppositions between them having the political will to implement those changes so that aged care is properly funded, properly regulated, and much more under the control of the consumers.
He says it will take time to see if the new national body begins to fix the problem.
Getting on and implementing those recommendations without further delay is a really high priority for aged care consumers. We want to see the system improve significantly, and getting those things implemented that are now agreed is really high priority.
Samantha Beniak-Brooks, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.